Seventh Parag of Kalai, Mishnah Zayin. We continue in situations which he did not intentionally plant the Kalayim, and still he has a responsibility to remove the Kalayim. Aruach She'il Allo, it's like a fun or gavi ha tua. A wind came along and it blew the branches of the geffen on top of the wheat. Yigdo miyad, he has to cut off those branches immediately so that they don't continue growing together with the wheat. In Eira Aynes Muta, and he wanted to cut it off, but some Aynes happened beyond his control. Some situation happened which prevented him from doing it. It's Muta, because the mixture isn't also unless he had his intention to have his mixture. Tavata Shinoikal Gavi Tachas Gafen, Chain Beyev, Mavzavin Makadish. Tvua, which is tilted underneath a grapevine, same thing with a vegetable. Mavzavin Makadish, you just tilt it in the right position and it won't be altered. This is going on all the cases we learned till now, that you planted a mixture of grapevines and grain or vegetables, so it's also to do it. When, how much do they have to grow to become also bahano? So misha tashish, the grain or vegetable that you planted becomes also once it takes root in the ground. And the grapevine, from the time that it grows the size of a pul halovan, a certain type of bean, before it reaches that size, even though it grew the kilayim, it does not become aser, and according to the Rambam, it doesn't aser other things also. Tvua sheyavsha kol tzolka, the grain that was already fully grown and fully ripened, avonu shebishul kol tzolkam, that the grapes were fully grown and then he planted kelaim with them, it will not after the grapes, since they were fully grown before the kelaim. According to the Rambam, they also are not mekadesh, they don't after other things that are grown together with them.